In response to some disciples' praise about the temple in Jerusalem, Jesus begins this lengthy section about the temple's future destruction, as well as the return of the Son of Man. Verses 20 to 24 clearly describe the fall of Jerusalem in 70 AD. In verse 25, Jesus makes a transition to his own future return to judge the world. He describes this period in very typical apocalyptic language. The very heavens themselves will be shaken in the event. Indeed, when things will appear at their very worst, Jesus says that these things actually mark the beginning of his disciples' redemption. As the Son of Man, the future ruler and judge described in Daniel chapter 7 and throughout intertestamental literature, Jesus will return on the clouds. Revelation chapter 1 verse 7 reveals that as he returns, every eye will see him. Verse 29 contains the parable about the fig tree. This may mark yet another transition back to the period of the first century. Jesus informs his hearers that as the buds begin to appear on the fig tree, anyone can know that summer is approaching. The Old Testament image again stands for God's people. Only this time it is used as a method of marking time. As surely as summer will come, and this is signified by the changes in the fig tree, the coming of the kingdom of God cannot be delayed. Indeed, it takes place within this generation.